You saved the world today. I know you didn't expect to. Quite frankly, I don't think anyone would have expected you to. You haven't always been the most impressive of specimens. There may have been a point in the past when it would have been less surprising, when you were young and optimistic before apathy won the day. The sort of time when you would have heard the phrase, "The world is your oyster," and not thought immediately of the unpleasant rotting smell of an old dock on a hot summer's day. Today, though, you truly exceeded expectations, and while the world may never know, by Jove, you've done it a service. Imagine the look, for example, on your wary uncle's face. The poor bastard is most likely half convinced at this point that you were sent to this earth to plague him personally. Reliance on family is fine at times, but you still haven't paid him back rent for those 6 months you stayed at his place. And Lord knows every time you two run into one another, you manage to find a way to get drunk on his best whiskey. His resentment is sure to have been growing steadily for the last few years, but if he knew what you'd done for him, for the world today, well, he'd pour you that next glass himself. Your ex-wife, of course, is going to be a bit sad regardless, and not just for the loss of alimony. She does love you, despite all the other things that have gotten in the way over the years. You may not be that fresh-faced young accountant who dreamed of making a difference anymore, but there was a glimmer left somewhere in you, at least in her eyes. If she understood the sacrifice you made for her, for everyone, she'd be downright proud of you. An emotion she probably thought she would never feel again. A tear comes to my eye just thinking about it. I do have to say, I'm so sorry they can't know. I really do wish someone could tell them, but we do have to worry about the repercussions of that. People are at their very core animals, and if you tell a group of animals that death was on their doorstep, they stampede. I don't know if you can grasp the nuances of this argument given your current state, but well, trust me, I've thought it through. I do wish there was some way I could ensure you'd be honored, even though I can't reveal the magnitude of your largesse. Unfortunately, I'm sure you understand why I can't. I know we only first met a few weeks ago, but I have to tell you, I also just hugely appreciate what you've done for everyone. I may not have known you all your life, but I like to think I've gotten a pretty good snapshot. You were a good man once, and you've tried to be more recently, but things have fallen flat. You've gotten tired and sloppy, and you gave up at some point in your 40s, but just kept going thanks to the momentum. In the end, though, you did so much more for the world than most people ever can. You really should keep that thought with you now. You may have been a disappointment for a good long while, but you actually managed to achieve that lie you've been telling yourself for as long as you can remember. You did make good. I still remember just how we met. It was a sweltering hot afternoon, bright sky, birds a-chirping, everything just in its place. I was cruising the mall parking lot, just waiting for a space to open up. As you'll remember, it was just before Valentine's Day, and I wanted to pick up some cards to take to the local retirement home. It's so important to support the elderly in your community. They were also having a sale on some Dove soap down in the attached grocery, and I wanted to make sure to pick up a few for the homeless shelter. Always give back, that's my motto. Well, there I was, and I found someone pulling out of their spot. I turned on my blinker and waited for the family to pull out. I was just going to start my turn in when in zoomed you, coming up fast from the other direction. Wrong way in a one lane, mister. And you just zipped right in. Well, I have to tell you, it was not the best impression that anyone's ever made on me. In fact, I was pretty darn frustrated. I honked and I waved to you, but I'm sure you just didn't see me. Don't worry, I did wind up picking up all those things, plus some nice blankets for the shelter as well. I have to say, though, what you did sort of stuck with me. So I did write down your license plate number. You would be amazed the things you can find out about someone from just a single piece of data. Like my dad always says, the internet really is full of amazing stuff. I'd started to get one of my headaches again. You know, the bad kind. And I have to admit I've been thinking some pretty dark thoughts. I try very hard not to. I know, the survival of the human race is a biological imperative, and even if I don't feel it on an individual level, I should recognize and appreciate it scientifically. Trust me, I've got the reasoning down to an art by now. So, I started working on the designs again, but I reminded myself, nope, we're not going to do that. It may seem harmless to just plan out the whole thing without actually doing it, but we know how close I came with that whole thing at the stadium. Better if I don't even get that far. Instead, I went ahead and used some of those nice tools I found in those forums to find out some more about you. I know, a bit weird to look into you before we officially met, but my mother raised me with a simple motto. To know someone is to love someone. I have some trouble with that, but I wanted to go ahead and try for you. The problem is, as you can tell, I do get so angry sometimes. It just bubbles up in me. Characterized by rage is what my head shrinker once said. He says I'm managing it so much better now, by the way. Making good progress is what he said on my last report. That sort of enthusiasm is catching, but it also means I really do want to measure up to his expectations. I'm just trying to be a better me every day in every way. You sort of lost that though, didn't you? That's what I found out when I was looking over your life. A lot of failed expectations, unrealized dreams. There was a time when I would have decided, no, someone else should shoulder the burden for the world. This guy has promise. More recently, though, you've been a pretty big disappointment. The uncle and the ex-wife alone make a pretty strong argument for that. But, well, I'm sure you can think of all of the other signs. The recent string of sort of relationships, the unpaid parking tickets, your performance reviews at work. You're an old horse. Time to put you out to pasture. I just want you to know, the last plan I was going to work on, it was a big one. I'm always surprised by the sorts of things being an engineer gets me access to. Quite frankly, it just doesn't seem safe. I really could have done some serious damage. I was so angry, and I was really ready to make sure that everyone on Earth could feel it. I know you're probably wondering how much damage I could have done. Well, take a look at politics today. You'd be amazed what an object that looks like a hostile projectile can do to a bunch of tense nations. I'm sure you can guess. It wouldn't have been good. I don't know why I think of these terrible things, but well, I know that that would have been bad. Really bad. What we did today, it got rid of the headache, and then some. I'm sure my headache is going to be gone for at least a month this time. I know you can't say anything now, and even if you could, no one can hear you through solid concrete. I just really did want to say, from, well, the whole entire planet, you saved the world today.